Well, welcome to Local Matters. This is a special day. Our guest today is Kurt Dronbarger, the Director of Schools for White County. Kurt, welcome.
Thank you.
I guess I should say welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you back. And I'm glad you could tear away from White County Schools to get with us. That means you had a good day today,
right? That's
right.
We're off to a good start. Things are good enough that I can be here today, and so that's a good sign. We're off to a really smooth start, and we kind of didn't want to jinx it at the principal's meeting, but we all talked about how smooth the start has been this year, so that's a good sign. It's a good sign that we have good leadership in place. We had no administrative changes this year, so all those folks understand how everything works and had their schools ready to go, and so I think that helped for a good smooth start.
And you've got an experienced team back in back in place.
We do, yeah. No administrative changes this year, so schools, they knew what to do, teachers knew what to expect, so it was a good smooth start to the year.
And that makes it a lot easier on you when you've got experienced people in the places and good people in the place.
It sure does, yeah, absolutely.
Well, how many students are in the White County school system this year?
We're just shy of 4,000 students, and we've been holding steady around that number, high 3,900, somewhere in there. We've been holding pretty steady there the past few years, and that goes up. We'll get above 4,000, drop back down a little bit throughout the year, but that's been pretty consistent for us. So we run about 2,000 students roughly in our elementary schools, of which we have six. Our middle school has about 900 students, and our high school has 1,200. And so, those numbers have been pretty consistent for the past several years.
Well, good. And it's I know students are excited about being back, and you've kicked off your sports schedule already this year, haven't you?
We have. Yeah, we have. We're really excited about several things with our sports. We have built a new athletic complex at our middle school, and so that has a new football field, soccer field, softball, baseball, all fields that the middle schoolers didn't have before, but that we built them big enough that the high school could share. So that's really exciting from a sports standpoint for those teams to be out there, go right out their back door and to participate. Helps parents with rides and all those sorts of things. And then football teams are doing well. Our middle school team, I think, is undefeated. Our high school team right now is undefeated, and that's been a long time since that could be said. but it's not because the kids haven't tried and the coaches haven't tried. But we've got a plan together to kind of rebuild and get the community involved, and it's been good. It was good to see folks in the stands and just enjoying being out on a Friday night. So it was good for the community.
Yeah, that's great. And Grant Swallows is still principal at the high school?
He is, yeah. Does a great job for us.
So the team has got an experienced quarterback in the the leadership role there.
Yeah, Livingston alum and Tech alum. But, a very good quarterback and offensive mind. And he's on the sidelines. He says he's just on the sidelines to help throw in the balls. But I think he may be getting a little input in there, too.
Well, he's a voice of experience, so that would be good. And Gloria and I traveled with Grant for several years on the Tech football team, so that's
he's a great administrator and a good man.
That's great. Well, what's your impression so far of the needs and the challenges in the school system? Had any big surprises this year?
Well, our test scores are trickling in now. It's about this time of year that they start to come in different waves. And our achievement was good. Our growth was not. And that's a challenge for us. I like to tell people that growth doesn't mean you didn't hit a home run. You just didn't hit it as far as you did last year. And so there's a lot of factors involved in a growth score, but we're not sticking our heads in our sands and trying to hide from that. We're gonna face it and take on the challenge, but our teachers are working really hard, and like I said, our achievement was very good, and our schools were in good standing, and so had several bright spots. Our high school was a level 5 high school, and then so that was exciting for them. We had several scores that were 3, 4, 5 on a scale of 5, so. But we had a few that were below that, and so that's our challenge, mm-hmm. is to look at that growth this year. And we've already sat down with our administrators, we've sat down with teachers, and kind of develop a plan to how we're going to attack that and do better this time around.
Well, and the entire state has had some challenges in testing the last few years. It's an important thing for the state. I understand all of that, but obviously the electronic forms of testing have not been rolled out smoothly in every case, have they?
No, they haven't. And we're going back to paper. This year's going to be fully paper, and so there's pros and cons to that. There's the reliability of paper is there. you know, the familiarity with it, with teachers and how to give it, it's there. But the timeliness is not there with paper testing. So until we get a digital format, we're never really going to get data back in a usable fashion, in a timely fashion. And so that's the biggest challenge. Like I said, it'll be maybe close to November before we have all the scores that we need back, and we're halfway through the school year. So, but anyway, that's a challenge that we face, and everybody faces it in Tennessee. We like to look at around the Upper Cumberland. We work, I'm really proud to work with the directors around the region. We work together. We share similar kids and similar challenges. And so we get together and we talk about those things and how we can help one another and what's working. We actually have a superintendent's conference coming up next week, and we'll all be in Gatlinburg, and I'm sure that'll be a topic of conversation. It's let's talk test scores and what's working for you and how we can help each other.
And how's the school system looking in terms of looking out 5 years, or I know in some cases you even look out in growth patterns further than that, but what do you see in White County in terms of needs for schools?
Well, we are in the finishing phases of an elementary school right now. We're rebuilding a new Finley Elementary School, which is one of our larger elementaries in the big city of Sparta. And we're really excited about that one. It was supposed to be finished in August. We're a little behind schedule with the rain we had this year. But we're on track for a November finish, and we're going to move in the first of the new year.
So wow.
We're going to switch into the middle of the school year this year. Everybody's really excited about that. And we built that school larger than it needed to be, looking out of that, like you said, a 5-year plan. And we anticipate, you know, that Sparta's going to grow in that time period. It'll probably be the north end of the county as it relates to Cookeville. And that may overload Northfield Elementary, which is up in that particular region up by the airport. But if it does, we built Finley big enough that we could rezone and pull some students back towards the city and back into Finley. So that's kind of the 5 to 10 year plan there. We'll see, beyond that, we'll see where the population, you know, increases or decreases and adjust accordingly. But we're proud of that school. It's a really neat project. It's a different type of school. It doesn't look like all of our other ones, but it's going to be really modern and just really a hallmark for our school system, and excited for people to see it.
This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Kurt Dronbarger, the Director of Schools for White County. And Kurt, you talked about the move in at Christmas time or over the new year, at Finley, and I guess that presents challenges in a mid-year move, but how's that going to roll out?
Well, we are working on that right now, and the furniture is set to come in late November, and then it'll be in there, and our custodial crews from all the system schools will be coming over to assist in that move, and so we are going to dedicate one particular school will do just first grade, and another particular school's custodians will do just second grade, and so on. And so we have a plan to get them moved in. Ultimately, my office, the Board of Education office, will move to the old Finley School.
Cool.
But we're going to wait till summer to try and pull that off. we got enough to handle right now with the school move. But, really, in theory, the teachers aren't going to have to take – we're getting all new furniture, all new furnishings, so they don't have to take any really bookshelves or furniture. They're just bringing their box full of stuff. And so we've worked really hard, if they don't need it, to go ahead and pack it up now. And so hopefully that'll be a good transition. And if they forget something, it's right across the street. They can run across and get it. So,
yeah, that's not too bad. It's not like moving to the other end of the county.
Exactly.
Or
yeah. I think we have a good plan.
Well, good. Well, startup, the fall is always an exciting time for students and for teachers. So what did you tell the teachers at the in-service meetings this year?
Well, my educational mantra, if you will, is very, pretty simple. It's love kids, work hard, and pursue excellence. And I think that everything that we do as educators can really be boiled down to those few things and in one form or fashion. First of all, love kids. If you don't love kids, you're in the wrong business. And that's why I say that one first. Secondly, work hard. And all I mean by that is all the stuff that the federal government and the state government and the local board of education gives you, just work as hard as you can at it. That's all we can ask of people, is do your best. And then finally, pursue excellence. And so pursue excellence It's just getting better at getting better. And that's what that was my mission. That was my message this year. It's just let's all look at our own efforts in the school system, from cooks and custodians to teachers and to superintendents. Let's all look at what we're doing and what can we do a little bit better to be excellent and pursue excellence this year. So that's our challenge, and that permeates throughout the year. We visit as the school board visits each school for their monthly school board meetings. That's the theme of each meeting, and so we'll be honoring and celebrating students that are pursuing excellence this year as well.
Well, that's great. That's a great theme, and I heard a good quote this summer during the Apollo program review on the 50th anniversary of Apollo, and there was a custodian at Kennedy Space Center, and President Johnson was down visiting, and so he saw him and just went over to talk and said, and what is your job here at the Space Center? And the custodian smiled and said, I'm helping put a man on the moon.
Absolutely.
And that's pursuing excellence. That's
absolutely
the right vision.
You know, I share with my folks all over the county, you know, we're all doing the same job. We're all loving kids and serving kids and trying to educate kids. And so we all wear different hats and do it in a different way. You know, the electrician does his job. If he doesn't, we won't have school. And so, you know, he's as important as I am for sure. And so probably more so. So, yeah, I make sure that everybody in our staff and our faculty and staff feels valued and realizes that they're a part of a bigger picture. We just maybe all play a little different role.
And all are important. Do you have new teachers this year? You said you had pretty much an established staff coming back.
Yeah, we do. It always seems like you have more than you think you're going to. We go into the summer thinking we're only going to have a handful, and then life happens and things change. But yeah, we have a fair share of new folks, several, probably more staff positions than teaching positions, but we have a handful of those new ones. And so, yeah, we brought them into the fold, and I think they're doing well. We get them paired up with someone that can mentor them and show them the way. And yeah, things are going well. I thought everybody feels pretty comfortable and off to a good start.
Well, good. And those mentors are important. There's no question.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Local Matters, and we are talking to Kurt Dronbarger, the Director of Schools for White County. And we are going to take a quick break and be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking about education matters today, and we're talking to Kurt Dronbarger from White County Schools. Kurt, in addition to your great work in White County, as you said earlier, you're also part of a partnership and an alliance with county school directors all around this region, but also business leaders around the region and university administrators. There's a great group called the Highlands Workforce Development Partnership, and you've been a big part of that for a long time now. Talk a little bit about what that partnership does from your perspective.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I came in, that's one of the first meetings I went to with our former director, Ms. Sandra Crouch, and I remember leaving the meeting and saying, okay, now what was that? What meeting were we a part of? But Workforce Education and Development Committee is a really neat opportunity to share what's going on in education and pair up with local businesses and industry to try and support each other. You know, we're trying to reach out to industry and businesses and say, what kind of workers do you need? And then we want to go back and take that information and take it back into the schools and provide that type of workforce. And so, you know, we're always those that are listening. If you're in the business world, we want you at that table, and you can contact Lillian Hartgrove or anyone at the chamber to be a part of that. But we'd love for you to come in and sit down with us, and because we're working for you. We want to really provide the workforce that will help support this region. As counties, as educators, you know, I talk to all those superintendents around, and, you know, I realize White County is a fantastic place. It's a wonderful place to live. It's a wonderful place to go, to grow up, to raise your kids, to send your students to school. But in and of itself, it probably is not as attractive to some industries as some other places in the state. So, I know in White County, we are so on board with this committee is because we want to work together with surrounding counties, that because their strength in numbers. And so if we can do some things in White County that will help the regional workforce be strong, that's what we want to do. And if Warren County works on their part and we work on our part in Putnam County and Overton County, Jackson, we all work together, then collectively we become a pretty attractive area for businesses to relocate or to establish themselves. And so we're starting to see that. I mean, you're starting to see along the I-40 corridor and 111 with several businesses coming in the area here recently, and I think that's only going to increase. So that's my goal, is to provide a portion of that workforce that's going to be supportive to that endeavor and make White County proud.
And those companies know that their workforce is going to come from more than a 20-mile radius, and so all these counties are important to the result. Well, you've done some important work in that group on several different focus areas where the group has says this is important to the future of our region, and there's a focus area on information technology and one on advanced manufacturing and one on healthcare, but there's also a special one on education, and I think the group is seeing that there is sort of an impending shortage of teachers. So what's going on there? What do you see in terms of teacher shortages? But more importantly, what do you see in terms of attracting new teachers to the field?
Yeah, it's really in a short time that has changed. I mean, I can remember just maybe 10 years ago, there were lines of, you know, prospective teachers showing up at our doors with a portfolio trying to get hired. And now we're begging people to teach. And, they're predicting there'll probably be 100 different positions in Nashville this year that'll go unfilled all year long, that they'll run substitutes. And we're not in that position, but we have to be really creative these days, and things like occupational license and transitional licenses, and trying to find different ways to use different people to teach. Some of them sometimes teaching out of their expertise area, yes. Maybe one or two sections. So we have to do a lot of creative things these days in order to meet the needs of students and get the most qualified people there. But yes, Jerry Boyd actually heads the committee for the education committee for the pathways on the Workforce Education Development Committee. And so we've begun talking to different community colleges and, of course, Tennessee Tech to work together to really try and recruit and attract people to this profession. And, you know, it's been said, we've talked a lot about it as educators, we're probably sometimes our worst publicist. You know, sometimes we gripe and complain about our job and how hard it is and how much it's changed over the years and how it's not like it was when we went to school. And but, you know, we have to do a better job of that. We have to really get out there and get the smartest and the brightest and tell them what a worthwhile cause this is. And true, it may not pay as much as some professions do, but what we get paid to in those relationships of working with young people is just invaluable. So, we're doing a better job of that. We're really trying to get out there. Of course, we want better benefits and better pay for all of our folks, and we'll be looking into those angles as well. But right now, the emphasis is just out there recruiting, really out and trying to reach out to people. We are actually recruiting our own folks, you know, those teacher programs for credit within our own high schools. And I spoke to one already in our high school and encouraged them to, you know, that this is a really worthwhile profession, and it's worth your time, worth your attention, and just it's a way to really give back to the community. So that's kind of where we are, just trying to – we're all working together. And I say we as the Upper Cumberland region through workforce, we're all sharing in that together. If you're a math teacher right now in high school, you can write your own ticket because you can go just about anywhere you want to go. And that's sad, but that's the reality of where we are.
It's the reality, and we ought to remind our listeners, and especially if they have young children, that it's a great career field to begin to look at. It's stable employment, and there's going to be jobs in every county in this state for teachers. So it's a kind of industry where there are literally jobs everywhere.
Right. And, you know, Tennessee Tech is, I believe, the largest producer of teacher candidates in the state as far as Board of Regents is concerned. And so and they have a wonderful program. Everybody's, I know I'm biased, you're a little biased,
yeah,
but they really do turn out some great teaching candidates and have great personnel. We work with them on a daily basis, and they're just so great to work with. And so through these challenges, they've had to help us pound some square pegs into round holes, and they've done it beautifully and with poise. So, but yeah, it's a challenge, but it's a challenge we're willing to face. And I'm excited though, because we're seeing some folks just recently just really open up to the ideas of getting edge education, and we need as all the sharp candidates as we can get.
This is Local Matters. We are talking to Kurt Dronbarger, director of White County Schools, about education issues in the Upper Cumberland. And Kurt, we've talked about the teacher initiative and encouraging folks to look at teaching as a career. But there are some other initiatives out there too, and White County has certainly been at the forefront in a partnership with Warren County and others in mechatronics, which is part of an advanced manufacturing emphasis, and it's paid off. I mean, there's a new company coming to that's under construction in White County right now that was one of the things that impressed that company while they were looking at us.
Sure. Yeah. That's the Herman Corporation. I believe they're the largest garage door making company in the world. And they have a factory going up near the airport there. And exactly, just part of they came and saw our facilities. They came and talked about our high school and one of the things we were doing. And mechatronics is a big part of that. And working with all different systems, mechanical systems, electrical systems, pneumatics, hydraulics, that's all part robotics. That's all part of mechatronics. And we're actually working with TCAT right now. We're working on a new grant so that we can further that program, move into the second part of that. Our students do get college credit for those courses and certainly come out with a lot of on the job or a lot of job skills and know-how. So we're excited about where that's going. And that's what we're trying to. We're actually looking at adding a injection molding piece to that.
Neat.
And that's something that all of the industries, and not all, but many of the industries in this area are using, but no one's really focusing on. And so White County felt like maybe that could be one of our kind of our niche.
Yeah.
We can't all dive into every single part of those initiatives, but I know, for example, Jackson County is doing kind of a lineman school.
Yes, they are.
We want Jackson County to do that. That be their thing, and maybe we look at injection molding. But again, collectively, we're producing a workforce that can handle all the needs of industry in this area.
And you're training some young folks that they may not go on to a 4-year college degree immediately, but they're going to have good career opportunities, so they're career and college ready when
yeah,
they do this.
And likely, if they're that specialized, they're probably going to make more money than me. So that's
absolutely
and that's
right.
Okay. That's
yeah.
what we want.
That's
we
what
want
we're
them.
Asking them to do.
That's exactly. That's what we want. We want them to go out there and just be productive and help our community grow and be productive as well.
We've been talking about school startup and about some of the focus areas. Students participate in startup, too, and I know sometimes it's a bit challenging. I've got a second grader, a grandchild, and a fifth grader, and it is a bit challenging to open that door. What do you tell students this time of year about the challenges ahead for the year?
You know, I have a daughter that's in first grade this year, and I have two boys that are in college, so I've had a kind of strange startup this year. So with that stretch, but you know, I just tell them, and I tell what I tell all of our students is just that, you know, this is an opportunity for you to become who you are and to grow and to learn, and you know, and we all want to be there for you, as we as educators want to be there for our students. I want to take care of our students like I do my own, and I really mean that. I want to care for them and their needs, and certainly look after their education. And that's how I try and make decisions, you know, in my job, is this, what is the best thing for the students? And, you know, sometimes that's a difficult place to be when it's not always the best thing for parents, or maybe the best thing for teachers, but I always tip my scales in the favor of students. And
good.
So, and that's the message I share to students, is like, you may not like the decisions I make all the time, but know that the motivation was pure, and that we're always going to try and do what we think overall is best for the students in White County. But I want them to know that they're in a place that they're cared for, a place that that not just their grades, but as a person that they're cared for, and that they're safe and that they're respected, and that we're here to help them, that the educators are there to help them, whether it's a problem with a student or a problem with a teacher. I want to know about it, and we want to work through those things and make it better. So Like I said, I think we're really off to a great start. I just cannot tell you what a great job our educators do and at all levels, and just proud of the team that we've put together. We have problems like everybody, but we're pursuing excellence, and we are gonna we try and get better. And I really feel good every day knowing our kids are in good hands. Personally, my own as well. So I have that as an example to follow.
We have been talking to Kurt Dronbarger, the director of schools for White County. And Kurt, it's been an honor to have you on the program.
I always enjoy being here. Thank you.
Thank you.